Track 10, Anger Issues. On the last track, we discussed the way that four types of environment can affect sexually abused boys: the evasive environment, the environmental vacuum, the seductive environment, and the overly sexual environment. As you are aware, a symptom of being sexually abused is anger. On this track, we will examine the ways in which to best address boys who are experiencing anger problems. One of the major reasons for referral to therapy is the anger sexually abused boys vent. Do you agree that many boys in this situation are not aware that they are angry? I find it important to point out to them that anger is not just screaming and physically hurting others, but involves other emotions such as frustration, irritability, annoyance, blowing off steam, fretting, and critical thoughts. 18-year-old Michael was the client of my colleague, Lewis. Michael would state, "I'm not really that angry. I mean, I can understand why all my girlfriends don't want to be around me. I'm annoying, but I never got angry with any of them." As you can see, Michael's critical thoughts of himself as annoying were a manifestation of anger, even if Michael did not see it. To help Michael to understand and recognize the many facets of his anger, Lewis asked Michael to put a check mark next to the statements that applied to him. Some of the statements included the following. Number 1, impatience comes over me more frequently than I would like. Number 2, I nurture critical thoughts quite easily. 3, I feel inwardly annoyed when family and friends do not comprehend my needs. 4, I can accept a person who admits his or her mistakes, but I have a hard time accepting someone who refuses to admit his or her own weaknesses. 5, sometimes my discouragement makes me want to quit. 6, sarcasm is a trait I use in expressing humor. After he had completed the checklist, Michael had checked most of the statements on the list. This indicated to Lewis and to Michael that much of his anger is revealing itself more than is necessary. In anger management groups I conduct, I define anger as an attempt to preserve, number 1, personal worth, 2, essential needs, and number 3, basic convictions. Then, I like to discuss with the group just what they think their anger stems from in these three areas of personal worth, essential needs, and basic convictions. In the area of sexual abuse, anger is an attempt to preserve personal worth, is a direct result of a feeling of disempowerment. Let me repeat that sentence. In the area of sexual abuse, I feel anger is an attempt to preserve personal worth, and it is a direct result of a feeling of being disempowered. As we discussed on Track 2, disempowerment results from the feelings of helplessness during sexual abuse. In reaction to these feelings, boys will try to regain power through aggressive means. Sometimes this can manifest into the well-known identifying with the aggressor syndrome. 13-year-old Ryan would start acting out in sessions, belittling the other members, and not letting other people say what they wanted to say. Often when another boy would express extreme emotions, Ryan would say in a whisper, but loud enough for those around him to hear, "Weak." This negative input was, of course, hurting the dynamic of the group. The second definition of anger, after preserving personal worth, is the attempt to preserve essential needs. The attempt to preserve essential needs relates to a sexually abused client's sense of insecurity resulting from the abuse. When their needs are ignored by the abuser, it can give the client an overzealous desire to preserve those needs which have been taken away. Jared, age 11, was abused by an uncle. When he told his parents, Jared was ignored and alienated from his family, who were unwilling to believe that a close relative could do this to such a young boy. Jared, angry that no one would believe him, lashed out at his mother and brothers, kicking them whenever he was around. Finally, his school counselor suggested he be put into therapy where Jared related the abuse. As you can see, Jared's need for loving support was ignored, and as a result, he became angry and expressed that anger in destructive ways. In addition to preservation of personal worth and preservation of essential needs, the third definition of anger is preservation of basic convictions. This type of anger occurs when a strongly instilled belief is challenged. When this happens, the client becomes defensive. The main line of thinking here is that any opposite view is considered a threat. Taylor, a 17-year-old sexually abused client of mine, was having trouble accepting the homosexual members of the group. He was raised in a strict Baptist home. Taylor would sarcastically say things such as, "What do fags know about rape? Don't they like that kind of stuff?" Taylor made it obvious that he was not saying such demeaning things out of ignorance, but to emotionally hurt these boys who were openly gay. To help Ryan and Jared in managing their anger, I used the releasing and resolving anger technique. First, I divided the group into three categories depending on where in their bodies they felt a surge of energy in response to anger. 1, mouth, 2, hands, 3, legs and feet. Ryan and Taylor were placed in the mouth group. Then I gave each group materials appropriate for their group name that would best help them express their anger. For the mouth group, I gave them writing utensils, paper, journaling, chewing gum, tape recorders, and what I called a yelling box, which is a box filled with wadded newspapers or paper towel with a cardboard tube inside of it. This enabled the boys to yell into the box while decreasing the disturbance to others. For the hands group, I passed out clay, cookie cutters, foam cuttings to rip into something, newspaper to rip up, and sponges to throw in a room where nothing could be damaged. I placed Jared in the legs and feet group and gave him a pillowcase and paper to tear up and stuff into a pillowcase that they can kick when they feel the need to act out in anger. This technique allowed them to express the anger in a more suitable way. Do you have a group you might try the releasing and resolving anger technique with? On this track, we discuss the ways in which to best address boys who are experiencing anger problems. On the next track, we'll examine the three negative ways of managing anger, which are suppression, open aggression, and passive aggression. Question 10. What is a definition of anger?